Last week, snow and rain in Kansas City caused the postponement of back-to-back Royals home games. At the end of April, a Colorado Rockies home game was played in a record low temperature of 23 degrees. But dealing with bad weather is nothing new to some college baseball teams whose seasons start in February. As a result, the playing field hasn't been level between the teams in the North and the traditional powers in the South and the West. Greg Eklund reports.
There were two Cinderellas at last year's College World Series in Omaha, Kent State from Ohio, and Stony Brook from Long Island. They're hardly considered traditional college powers, and in fact, it's rare for two teams from northern climes to get that far. But neither team performed particularly well. After his team bowed out in the second round, Kent State coach Scott Strickland talked about the headlines.
You hear it, you know, Cinderella, you know, sent home. Cinderella sinking like a cinder block, I think, was one that I read. You didn't write that, did you?
No, this reporter can't take credit for that one. But here's one I just came up with. Cinderella prepares for a return to Omaha.
Sights and sounds of California baseball, 45 degrees.
On a gray, chilly February day in San Diego, the Golden Flashes practiced before a four-game series against the University of San Diego Toreros. Teams from the North play many of their early season games on the road against teams from warmer climates. Kent State's first 21 games this season were on the road. Before their February 15th season opener in Wilmington, North Carolina, Strickland's team practiced only two times outside back in Ohio.
One day we probably shouldn't have been. After we were outside for about 30 minutes, I was thinking, why are we out here? But it's tough elements. It's tough going. We've got a field turf field at Kent State, so if it's bearable and there's no snow on the field, we're going to try to get out and at least take some fly balls and some ground balls and do some things like that.
Tonight's game features the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles and your Wichita State Shocker.
The 1989 Wichita State Shockers baseball program took the school's first and so far only NCAA title. Wichita State, better known for its basketball team that plays in nice warm arenas, has struggled and may miss the postseason for the fourth straight year. To Gene Stevenson, who's in his 36th year as the Shockers head coach, the road to Omaha is more challenging than beating the seven other regional winners there.
Oh, it's much harder to get there. Much harder. And for those people that think otherwise, they're a little off the rocker. When we were getting to the College World Series on a regular basis, semi-regular anyway, that we were the only team, you know, in a cold environment that was making it there each year.
Former pitcher Greg Brummett voted the most outstanding player when the Shockers won the College World Series in 1989, recently watched his son, Garrett, make his first start on the mound as a freshman for the Shockers. As a Kansas native and a current baseball coach in the junior college ranks, Greg Brummett knows baseball isn't number one in his home state.
It's not a year-round sport. You know, Kansas is a basketball state. You know, let's be honest with you.
Gene Stevenson would like to change that. And for a long time, he has advocated for a change in the calendar that places baseball closer to when everyone follows it.
It's absolutely ludicrous that we play half of our regular season before basketball and March Madness, Final Four, and all that stuff is over. And no one's thinking baseball, including major leagues, you know, until they start the season. So the only thing that makes sense for baseball to truly be the third major sport in college is to have the season from the 1st of April through August.
But so far, college administrators haven't warmed up to that idea. This season, the Shockers canceled 8 games because of snow and postponed 5 others because of bad weather. Rain, shine, sleet or snow, Wichita State, Kent State, Stony Brook, and other Arctic college squads will try to write new Cinderella stories despite the weather. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.